Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me. This is my job. You know why? Because I don't have any skills. It is just that simple. I cannot function at all. I'm sure a lot of you work in offices, correct? Yeah? It's nice, isn't it, to work 8 hours a day with people you hate? Not enough money in the world. I worked in an office for 3 months. The most annoying person in an office is that self-appointed office party planner. You know what I'm talking about? She's really upbeat and makes the workplace really fun. So you get to work Monday morning, she's in your face. I've got the birthday card for Vicky. It's Vicky's birthday. Everybody sign the card. I've made brownies. They're in the back room. Love me. It's like, Vicky, quit. She'd get a lot. But I am from Minneapolis, born and raised, and I moved to New York City, and I'm a bona fide dork. I admit that. I actually thought moving to New York would just be a bigger version of Minneapolis. You know, Minneapolis, Big Apple. Okay. Apparently I was wrong. Because you get an apartment there, and it's really a good deal, by the way. New York? Oh, huge apartments for no money. So, I have this apartment that is the size of my fist, basically, for $1,000 a month with roaches. Apparently that's a bonus, the realtor told me. So, I get the combat roach discs. You know these things? Don't act like you don't know. You know. It's a little black disc. It lures the roach in there. I guess there's an open bar or a mariachi band or something. I don't know. All right. Here's my problem. I've never had a roach smaller than the disc. I come home, they're playing frisbee with the disc. They can take me, is my point. But now I'm here in L.A. Wow, what a lot of depth here in the people. Boy, it's so shallow and wrong. It's unbelievable. And it's the land of lawsuits, which is good. And people have now officially obsessed with court TV, and I think all the good trials never get on TV. Now, you know this restaurant Hooters? Okay. First of all, a couple problems with Hooters. If you can't eat mediocre chicken wings at a restaurant where women fully clothed serve them to you, there's a problem. But five women who work for Hooters are suing Hooters for sexual harassment. Now, 99% of the time, I am fighting the woman's fight. But when you take a job at Hooters and think there's an owl theme, I can't go down that path with you. I can't. Other fish to fry. Hooters is like the Cosmo of restaurants, isn't it? It's just unbelievable. I hate... Do you read Cosmo? It is such a... Do you read it? Stop reading it. It's a bad thing. It does nothing for women at all. What is this magazine? The articles are very helpful. How to achieve orgasm while caulking your windows. Because really, what good are women if they're not being sexual always? The thing about Cosmo that is truly frustrating is that you may never buy it, but you're forced to see it because you have to buy groceries. And there it is in the checkout every month, same cover. What you don't see is the pole that's been airbrushed out of her ass, right? Because it's not her real butt. It's some computerized butt product made by Dow or somebody. And she doesn't even look like it, and I'm supposed to. I'm so bitter. You know how bitter I am? You know what I give up for Lent? Hope. This is how bitter I am. And speaking of bitter, it's an election year. Oh, no. And it's official. Bob Dole gives everyone the creeps. He is. You know, he's the guy that invented get off my lawn. Angry guy with a hose, just hates everyone. It's amazing. And it's like we're going to vote. And, you know, I voted for Clinton. And it was a big vote for me in 92 because he's the first Republican I've ever voted for. Thank you. It's the truth. But no matter how we vote, you know, the interest groups have the final say. Isn't it true? The Christian right seem to be running the country. And P.S., they're neither Christian nor right, these people. They are the fanatical wrong and should be dubbed as such. These people don't want sex education in the schools, nor do they want birth control of any kind out there. Get a grip. How are you going to solve the problem? I actually heard Pat Robertson on TV saying, sex is evil, sex is dirty, sex is ugly, sex is wrong. Save it for the one you love. leaders. Newt Gingrich, he looks like a giant toddler. Big, fleshy freak. It's just unreal. And we have Whitewater. What the hell is that? Does anybody know? I have no idea what Whitewater is. When I first heard about Whitewater, I thought they were talking about the frothy spit that Bob Dole collects in the side of his mouth. I love it, too. Al D'Amato, the ethical eunuch, heading up any kind of committee on wrongdoing. But, I mean, when you look at these people, you have Al D'Amato, Strom Thurmond, Newt Gingrich, Bob Dole, Phil Grant. It proves my theory that Washington is nothing more than Hollywood for the ugly. Oh, my God. It's true. It's a very sad fact. But, you know, I just think we're a little repressed sexually in this country, don't you think? I mean, I think sex is a good thing. Look at you. Are you all right? No. Just let it go. You're on TV. What a place to let it go. You've been an audience member schooled by the Richard Bay Show. That just isn't cool at all. It's insane to me, and I think pregnancy in teens is a problem. Here's how you solve it, though. You don't stop teaching about sex education in schools. You use reverse psychology with your kids. I know if I was in junior high, if my mother would have sat me down one day and said, "You know, Liz, your father and I love sex. God, I can't stop mounting. Your daddy's a beast." I would never stop throwing up. I have to go. You guys were terrific. Thank you so much.